Welcome. This is Carol Look, creator of www.attractingabundance.com. I thought it would be helpful and useful to lead you through the basics of EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques, so when you listen to audio CD sets, you can follow along without missing a beat. For starters, EFT is one of the many meridian tapping techniques. It's basically a version of emotional acupuncture. As with any self-help technique, you are advised to take responsibility for your own well-being and health. As always, we recommend that you consult your medical doctor or current healthcare practitioner before starting any new program. Please note that while EFT has been extraordinarily successful for people from all walks of life, it doesn't mean that you won't have any issues or concerns with the technique for yourself. So again, please take responsibility for your own health and emotional well-being. EFT is based on the ancient art of Chinese acupuncture. Instead of using needles to clear energy channels, we are using a light tapping motion on the acupuncture points that are located on the meridians or channels that carry our energy throughout the body. And the ancient Chinese doctors mapped out a sequence of these meridians or the circuits of energy over 4,000 years ago. Chinese medicine relies on a smooth flow of energy through and among the energy channels or meridians in order to have mental and emotional and physical health. So they believe that if you have a blockage or something in the way of this smooth flow of energy, if you have any symptoms, then you need to clear the lines of energy and communication. Our tapping movements that we use in EFT clears the congested qi or ki or energy that collects and travels along these energy pathways. So there are many parts to EFT, and it's ultra simple. So what I want to do is lead you through the basics with a couple of quick examples so you'll know exactly how to do it and follow along with any of my CD programs. There are four simple parts to EFT, and the technique in general is very, very simple if you use all the parts properly. So the first piece to EFT is that you need to choose a target. What are you going to be working on? What problem or challenge would you like to clear with the energy tapping? And your target could be an emotion, an event, or a symptom. So choose a target. What are you going to be aiming the tapping at? What would you like to clear today? The second piece or part of EFT is the rating system. Once you know what your target is, maybe it's anxiety about a business meeting, or a symptom in your body, a pain or a craving, or an event, so when you think of what happened 2 years ago at the family vacation, you get upset or uptight about it, that's your target. So once you choose it, when you think about it, how upsetting is it to you now on the 0 to 10 point scale? See if you can rate it. Does the anxiety feel like a 7 or an 8? Number 10 is the highest amount of discomfort. And if you're at a 0, the issue doesn't bother you anymore at all, and I would recommend choosing another target. So choose your target, an emotion, an event, or a symptom, and see if you can rate how high the discomfort is about this target on the 0 to 10 point scale. We like to rate the discomfort before we do the tapping so we can keep track of how the tapping's doing. How successful is it? Are we really focusing on the right information to help you reduce the stress and anxiety? The third part of EFT is to devise what we call the setup statement. And the setup statement has two parts to it. We name the problem, and we combine it with an affirmation or a statement of acceptance. And for 15, 20 years, the setup statements have sounded very similar, and they sound something like this. Even though I have this anxiety, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Or, even though I have this stress in my body, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am and how I feel. So the point of this piece of EFT is to acknowledge that you have an issue. Acknowledge and validate that you do have concerns or feelings or a worry or a past event that's bothering you. And then say, but I accept myself anyway. I'm okay just as I am. And this is a beautiful piece of EFT, and we're not even sure how much this contributes to the success of the tapping. So please don't skip this part, coming up with your setup statement. And what we do with the setup statement is we tap on the karate chop point while we say the setup statement three times. So I'll show you how to do that and describe that in the next section. So see if you can come up with a setup statement for the event or emotion or symptom that you've chosen to work on. Even though I have this problem, whatever it is, I deeply and profoundly accept myself and my feelings. So you can hear the variations in that statement. The most important piece is that it needs to be positive, affirming, accepting. Even though I have this problem, I choose to accept myself anyway. I love to appreciate all of me. I appreciate every part of me. I choose to respect who I am and how I feel. Then the fourth part of EFT is tapping on the acupuncture points while we tune into the problem. And this seems to clear the energetic blocks because of the focus and the tapping. And what I tell my clients and workshop participants is that you need to call up the file like a document on your computer before you can edit it. So that's why we focus on the issue. So we call up the document. In this case, it might be anxiety about a business meeting, and then we can edit it with the tapping. So those are the four parts of EFT. Number one, you choose a target, which can be an emotion, an event, or a symptom. An emotion would be hurt, anger, sadness, abandonment, frustration, resentment. An event might be the disaster at my high school graduation, or the time he hit me in front of someone else, or the humiliation at the school play, or a symptom. A symptom could be a craving, or it could be pain in your knees or your back, or it could be a rash on your skin, or it could be a headache. It could be any kind of symptom. So that's number one, choose a target. Number two, rate on the 0 to 10 point scale, how bothersome this issue is to you when you think about it now. So when you think now about what happened 10 years ago, how upset are you on the 0 to 10 point scale? Then you devise a setup statement that combines the problem you're working on with an affirmation or acceptance statement. And then we tap, number four, we tap on all the acupuncture points that are a part of the EFT system while we tune into the problem. So now we'll move on to the actual EFT treatment. You've chosen a target. You've rated on the 0 to 10 point scale how upset you feel about it now. And you've devised a setup statement. Let's say our example is that you feel anxious about the meeting with your boss for next week. Here's how we would use it. Let's say the setup statement is, even though I feel anxious about the meeting with my boss, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. How we start is we tap on the karate chop point. That point on either hand, it's below the pinky and above the wrist, on that soft, fleshy part of the outside of your hand, right where a karate master, I'm sure you've seen them on TV, has actually tried to smash a board and split it in two. That place on their hand is called the karate chop point. So what we do is we tap there, and I'm right-handed, so I tap with the fingers of my right hand. I tap on the left side, the left karate chop point of my left hand. So we tap on the karate chop point while we say our setup statement. And we do this three times. So you'll hear in all of my audio CD sets that I'm tapping and saying the setup statement three times. So here we go. Start tapping on your karate chop point and say, even though I feel anxious about the meeting with my boss next week, you can repeat after me. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Good, now we'll do it a second time. Even though I feel anxious about the meeting with my boss next week, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am and my feelings. Even though I feel anxious about that meeting with my boss next week, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am and how I feel. Good. So that's what we do each time we've chosen a target and devised a setup statement. We say it out loud three times while we're tapping on the karate chop point. And this seems to set up our system to be able to accept and take the success of the tapping while we're focused on the problem. So in this example, our problem is anxiety about the meeting with our boss. Now what we do is we tap on the sequence of acupuncture points that are included in the EFT treatment while we're focused on the problem. So each time we tap on a point, we name the problem. And this is that way to call up the file. It's called the reminder phrase. We tune into the issue while we're tapping on the acupuncture points. And I'm going to tell you now where the next acupuncture points are that we use tapping on. So the first point, after we've been tapping on our karate chop point, the first point is above your nose at the beginning of the hair of either of your eyebrows. It's not so high as to be in your third eye point. It's right at the beginning of one of your eyebrows. You can do either side of your face. And here's how I tap. Tap, 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 tap. About that speed, not very hard. You just want to make contact with that part and that point. So you would tap on that eyebrow point right there. Tap, 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 and name the problem. So you, as you're tapping, you would say, my anxiety about the meeting with my boss. So just repeat that as you're tapping. My anxiety about my meeting with my boss. Good. The next point is on the outside of the eye. It's on the corner of your eye, and again, either side of your face. The point isn't so far back as that it's in your hairline or your temple. It's right on the corner of your eye, and you can feel a bone there. And you just tap there very lightly and name the problem again. And this helps you tune in so that you're in it, so that then you can reduce the anxiety. So as you're tapping on this outside eye point, you say again the problem. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss next week. Good. The next point is directly underneath the eye. It's above your cheekbone. It's on what they call the bony orbit right underneath your eye. So just tap underneath your eye on that little bone and name the problem again. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss. Good. The next point is under the nose. It's on your upper lip, right in the center, right below your nose. And I'm tapping with two fingers at each of these acupuncture points. So tap there and rename the problem to remind yourself and tune in energetically to what's going on. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss next week. Good. The next point we call the chin point, and it's above the chin, below the lower lip, sort of in that crease there between your lower lip and the chin. And sometimes if I do this, you can hear exactly where I'm tapping. So right between the chin and the lower lip. Tap there and say, I still have this anxiety about the meeting with my boss. Good. And the next point is called the collarbone point. And those of you who are interested in or know anything about acupuncture will know it's called K27 in acupuncture treatment. So you tap on the collarbone point. The easiest way for us to get to it accurately is to take our hand and make it into a fist, and then tap on your chest in the exact area where the knot of a man's tie might be. So if you tap there, we know you are covering at least one, if not both, of your, quote, collarbone points. So make your hand into a fist, and just tap lightly below your neck, right on the sides of that little U in the bone there. And just tap lightly, and again repeat the problem. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss. Good. The next point is under your arm, about 4 inches below your armpit. Imagine you had a seam splitting your body in half perfectly. A line or a seam right through the middle of your body, down the sides, from the top of your head, down the right side to your feet, from the bottom of your left foot, up the left side to the top of your head. That seam, imagine that seam underneath your arm, 4 inches below your armpit, right in your ribs there, and just tap right there and say again, this anxiety I'm feeling about the meeting with my boss. And then the final point that we use in EFT treatment is on the top of the head. And what you could do is take your hand, take your fingers, and make it into a bit of a circle and tap around up there on the top of your head. It's not all the way back at the back of your head. It's on the top of your head. And tap around in a circle there. It feels very comforting. And repeat the problem again. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss. Good. Then we end that treatment round with a deep breath. Good. So if I went through it quickly for you, we'd be tapping on the karate chop point saying, even though I have this problem, even though I have this anxiety, even though I feel this stress, whatever your problem you've chosen is, even though I have this anxiety about the meeting with my boss, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Do that 3 times. Then you tap on the eyebrow point and you say, this anxiety about the meeting with my boss. You tap on the side of the eye. The anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss. Under the eye. The anxiety I feel about the meeting with my boss. Under the nose. The anxiety I feel about the meeting with my boss. The chin point. This anxiety I have about the meeting with my boss. Collarbone. This anxiety I feel about the meeting with my boss. Under the arm. The anxiety I feel about meeting with my boss. Top of the head. This anxiety I feel about the meeting with my boss. Then you would take a deep breath. And then you rate again how high the discomfort is when you tune into the problem. And 9 times out of 10, the anxiety goes down. Because what we've been doing is releasing the conflict and the symptom of anxiety in your body, in your electrical system, with the tapping sequence and the tapping on the acupuncture points. Let's use another example so you can go through and really get comfortable with this treatment procedure. So let's choose another target. Perhaps you feel overwhelmed or stressed out because there's just too much to do. You have the kids and your job and your family and your health and your home and traffic jams. There's just too much to do and projects to get finished and the pets to walk and feed. Let's just say your list is too long and you've become overwhelmed. This is a wonderful tapping sequence to do every single day. So that's our target. I feel overwhelmed. See if you can measure how overwhelmed you feel on the 0 to 10 point scale. See if you can rate it. When you tune into your body, do you feel stressed out and overwhelmed at a 10? Maybe only an 8 or a 6? Do you feel physical symptoms that accompany that feeling of overwhelmedness? And then we devise the setup statement, which in this case, again, will be very simple. Even though I feel overwhelmed and stressed out, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. We can keep it very, very simple, but make sure you're tuning in to the overwhelmed feeling. When I get overwhelmed, I feel it in my head and my back. For you, where do you feel overwhelmed? In your chest, in your stomach, do you feel pressure or tension? So focus on where you feel the overwhelmed feeling and see if you can rate it on the 0 to 10 point scale. And then we'll start tapping and you can follow along with me. I'll start as usual at the karate chop point. And I'll do it 3 times. Karate chop point. Even though I feel overwhelmed because there's too much to do, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel overwhelmed and stressed out, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I feel overwhelmed and stressed out, there's definitely too much to do, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Then we move to the eyebrow point. I feel so overwhelmed in my body and mind. Side of the eye. I feel so overwhelmed in my body and mind. Just repeat after me. Under the eye. I feel this overwhelmed feeling in my body and mind. Under the nose. I feel so overwhelmed. There's too much to do. At the chin point, I feel so overwhelmed and stressed out. There's just too much to do. The collarbone point, I feel so overwhelmed. There's just too much to do. And then under the arm point, I feel this overwhelmed feeling in my body and mind. And the top of the head, I feel so overwhelmed in my body and mind. Good. And then you take a deep breath. And you go back and measure that feeling of being overwhelmed on the 0 to 10 point scale. Is it less? Does that feeling in your body or mind feel lower and less intense, less upsetting? See if you can put a number to it, and then we would do it again until our stress level gets so low that we can really handle our day in a much more effective way. So let's do it again. Karate chop. Even though I feel overwhelmed and stressed out, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel overwhelmed and stressed out, I accept who I am, no matter what. Even though I feel this overwhelmed feeling, there's just too much to do, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Then we move to the eyebrow point. I feel so overwhelmed in my body and mind. Side of the eye. This overwhelmed feeling inside. Under the eye, there's just too much to do. Under the nose, this feeling of overwhelm. Chin point, I feel so stressed out and overwhelmed. Collarbone point, there's just too much to do. under the arm. I feel so overwhelmed and stressed out. Top of the head, I feel overwhelmed and stressed out because there's too much to do. Good. And then you take another deep breath. And go back and measure the same feeling of overwhelm and stress that you had in your body and mind on the 0 to 10 point scale. Where is it now? How strong does it feel now? Has it been reduced? Has it decreased at all? So you can continue with that exercise if you do feel overwhelmed and stressed out until your number and feeling is so low, you know you can move on to another issue that you'd like to work on. So those are the basic steps of the EFT treatment. You choose a target, and let's say your target was a symptom. Your setup phrase would sound like this: even though I have this incredible craving for chocolate right now, I deeply and completely accept myself. Or if your symptom is pain, even though I have a throbbing headache right now, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I have this frustration about my teenagers right now, I accept who I am and how I feel. When people ask me, how do you know what to say? I tell them, just tell the truth. Say the truth out loud about your issue, what you're concerned about, what upsets you. It's never right or wrong. So just tell the truth, say it out loud, and then follow that sentence with, I deeply and completely accept myself, or I choose to feel calm and peaceful anyway, or I respect myself anyway, or I deeply and completely accept all the different parts of me. Anything that sounds positive and accepting and inclusive of all of you, in spite of you having this problem. So you choose a target, you rate how upset you feel about the target, about the feeling on the 0 to 10 point scale. Then you devise a setup statement that includes the problem and the affirmation. And then you start tapping on the karate chop point while you say the setup statement 3 times. And then you tap on each of the points that I've described for you while you mention the problem so that your system and body tunes into it and knows what you're working on and then can clear it with the energy therapy. You'll hear in many of the audio CD sets that I do narrate the points for people in workshops. I'll say eyebrow point, repeat the phrase, side of the eye, but many times I do not. So when you hear us repeating phrases over and over again, just follow the points. You don't have to be perfect. If you end up under the nose and we're on the collarbone point, that's fine too. The point is, we're using the karate chop point for the setup, and we tap most of or all of those acupuncture points that are included in the EFT treatment process while we're focused on the problem. Then we measure the rating, the intensity rating again, and usually the charge, we call it the charge on the problem, the upset, the intensity, has been reduced enough to make you feel more comfortable. And you may choose to do as many rounds on each challenge or issue as you'd like. One thing that usually happens is that when you're working on a particular issue, other aspects or angles of the issue surface. So you might be quite frustrated with a coworker and frustrated with what they've done or what they've said, and that might be the target you've chosen. And while you're tapping on that issue, you might become aware of feeling an incredible pressure to be perfect on the job. Take that issue as a second tapping target. Write it down on a piece of paper and use that as the secondary target. And then tap on that. So you can tap on anything that's an emotion or a feeling or an event. When you talk about events, when you're saying them out loud, you usually get to the emotion. And that's what we prefer. It seems to make the EFT more effective. And when you're working on a symptom, try to get to the emotion or the feeling that is driving your symptom. So you might be anxious, and that's driving you to crave chocolate, for example. So you can tap on anything going on in your life. Again, we recommend that you just take care, consult your doctor or healthcare practitioner if you have any concerns about using an acupressure technique for emotional issues. Again, this is Carol Look at www.attractingabundance.com. And you may sign up for my free newsletter at my website and download several of my favorite newsletters all at once. And they have tapping sequences for attracting abundance using EFT and the Law of Attraction. I wish you well, and I know if you use this technique, you will be clearing and healing many challenges in your life. Thanks for listening.